Joining us now is a U.S. congressman out of Illinois, the 12th District, chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Representative Mike Boss. Thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis.
Well, no, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So are you in Milwaukee?
I'm actually in Milwaukee. I'm actually standing out right outside of the convention center and all the where they have the media row and the all the displays and many of the restaurants and everything like that. It's a kind of a sunny but cool day, kind of perfect day, as long as you stay in the shade a little bit. And been quite an event so far, and we're going to finish it up tonight.
Milwaukee is a really nice city. In fact, I've been there a few times, and it is very pleasant. And they got a lot of great things going for it. So I got to say, like the Republican Party right now, there's a lot of energy in this convention. There was a story in the Hill, and basically I think they summed it up. The juxtaposition right now is night and day between the two parties when it comes to Republicans and Democrats and what Joe Biden's campaign is going through. So tell me about the atmosphere, what it's feeling like for Republicans now.
It is really a united feeling. And I've been to several of the conventions over the years. You know, quite often they're in disarray. You don't know who the nominee is going to be. You know, things like that. That's not the case here. Everything, and what's really wild is we got all of the actual legal work done on the first session of the nomination and everything like that, and every seven but the nomination, got the second done on the second session. And then normally they don't do that until like late last night or early today. So we've been, you know, we had the ability to do it early. They did it early. That means that everybody's just talking in a positive way. You put with that the vice president nominee came up in time where a lot faster than it normally does, and it was a good announcement. And when I tell you that the unity is the best way I can describe it, but I've got a feeling that the way that we're hearing right now, I'm pretty sure when you mentioned it, the Democrats, they're not sure who their nominee is going to be, but I don't know how they walk away from the fact that delegates have already been elected.
Yeah. I got to tell you, too, we're talking about former President Trump's first speech since the assassination attempt on Saturday. The signs are he had a prepared speech that was ripped up. He's going to take a different direction for it. It sounds like tonight's going to be a very powerful moment, not just for the former president and hopefully the next president, but also a very powerful moment for this country.
I believe it is. And the reason why is, we've always said, you know, people that have trouble with Trump, a lot of people have trouble with Trump, but they have trouble with personality. And it doesn't mean that I think he's going to change how aggressive he is or anything like that. But it will be interesting at least to see how he might change the direction in which he presents his message once you have had a situation where you were so close to losing your life. I've seen that affect a lot of people in my life, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. He's been handling, I think, everything well. Even though before the assassination attempt, if you saw his demeanor in the debate, it was quite different there. So it should be very, very, I think, issue-oriented. Will he still make barbs about certain people in the Democrat Party? Yeah, but will they be the old Trump thing that we used to see that all of a sudden fired up the Democrats and everything like that? I don't know. But it'll be interesting to watch it.
In your capacity in Congress, have you had a chance to meet J.D. Vance or work with him at all in the past?
I actually have not, per se. We met in passing, like a group meeting, but not had a chance to sit down and talk with him. However, before he ever became a member of Congress, before he became a member of the Senate, I had already read his book. And wow, what an amazing life where he has, and then where he's accomplished to come to.
It's pretty amazing. So you have the big speech tonight wrapping up the Republican convention in Milwaukee. What do you think the best message would be for people watching? What do you think the right message is? Because a lot of people are looking at it and they're saying the party is a new orientation. You're there for the working people that have been abandoned by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So what do you think the right message the people of America need to take away from this?
The right message is this. The previous administration has got it all wrong. We need to make sure we control our borders. We need to bring down inflation. We need to bring more jobs back to this United States, and we need to make sure we become energy independent again. We need to send a clear message that we have a strong leader in the White House that can make decisions to try to send a clear message to those would-be countries that either are already in a war situation or are threatening to be in a war situation, and make them stand down to the power of strength that and unity that we, the United States, will show at that point. We also need to make sure that we continue that we will encourage law-abiding citizens to come into this nation. And then we've got to figure out, after we secure our border, on how to clean up the problem of the amount of immigrants that have come across illegally. And that won't happen overnight, but those other things, in a short period of time, with administration heading the right way. And I want to see, because as a VA chair, I want to see administrations of agencies and agencies that follow the law that is passed by Congress, not just think that those things are suggestions.
You're talking about the VA chair, and did you see the recent comments that Joe Biden made on that Zoom call to the Bronze Star Democrat? Have you seen that one?
Yeah. Actually heard your comments just earlier, and that's the problem. It really is always about him. And you know what? I was very, very emotional last night when those veterans or those Gold Star parents talked about the 13. I was so that the frustration as a military person that has ever been in the military, and believe me, with my job, I talked to a lot of veterans that they felt, and that the frustration and anger that they felt when we blew that Afghanistan withdrawal, and we endangered our military personnel that didn't need to be endangered. When you are a family, and I wouldn't even know, okay? I want to say this. I would not know what it's like to lose a child in a combat zone or any way, shape, or form lose a child. But I know what it was like as a father who, though I had been a Marine and in a Marine, but was not an active at the time, when my son went over to Afghanistan or to Iraq, I walked up with him to the TSA check station at the airport, and it was one of the worst days of my life. And to think that the biggest fear is you're always worried that they won't come home. And once that would happen, I could not imagine how a parent could feel. And that is why when talking to our Gold Star families, don't try to, if you've never experienced, don't try to go where they are. Just tell them you're going to pray with them where they are, because none of us can understand unless we lose a child.
It's one of those situations. I think about this in my own life, and you know, I'm a Christian. I have faith, and I think, wow, to think the different tests and the struggles that some of these families have gone through. Sometimes I sit there and I pray and I say, I don't know if I'm strong enough to be tested, because I see what some of these other families have gone through, and I think I don't want to find out what happens to me in a situation like that, the pain and the sorrow, and you have to sit with that on your shoulders, and you those random moments where you're not thinking about it, and then you think about it. And the one thing I know, and it just tears me apart when I hear these stories about Joe Biden, he'll go to talk to some of these people and he'll make it about himself. And it just, I think to myself, how could you do that to these families?
Yeah. Sometimes as a person in authority that can actually, if you can make things better, then you want to listen and see how you can make it better. If you know that you can't make it better, quietly sit and listen, and just listen. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put your own words in there, except, I'm sorry, I wish I could change it. I can't imagine what you're going through. You know, you said that, you know, you're a person of faith, but in the scripture it says, and that's always such a misquote, but it says, that God will never give us more than we can bear. No, that's not what it says. He says he doesn't give us more than that he will not be there for.
Right.
And that's the important thing. Sometimes it is more than we can bear.
Absolutely.
You wish it isn't the case. And I just, like I said, losing a loved one, as far as if it's a spouse or a child, it is, like I said, don't be a politician when dealing with that. Be a caring human being and understand right. that they're going through, they're hurting. And if you're in a position, that's like with the VA. If there's an opportunity and there's a something, a benefit or something that's out there that they're out there not getting, and I instantly say that, then I'll take them off the side or talk to them right then and go, hey, let us talk to you. We can help here. I can't fix it, but maybe I can make it a little bit easier on things that we can fix, you know, and that's what they really need. They don't need somebody to say, well, yeah, but you know, let me tell you how bad my life is. That doesn't do it, right?
That's why you're the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, because I think you understand that, and that's fantastic. On Facebook, Rep. Bost, on Twitter, at Rep. Bost, Representative Mike Bost, U.S. Congressman, Illinois 12th District. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Thank you for having me on, and thank you, and everybody enjoy what's going to happen tonight in this speech.